Hello, hello, hello. Welcome. This is Dr. James Etta, educator and consultant. To learn more about me, please visit my website, drjamesetta.com. That is drjamesetta.com. Okay, so let me just jump right into it because it's been a minute since I've uploaded new information on my podcast, Reflect and Connect, which thank you so much for tuning in. And it's just been a lot going on. I'm sure I'm not alone when I say that I've been, just dealing with everything from the pandemic to the social justice issues and just everything that is happening in our society and across the world right now in this moment. But this is also a time, a great time for a moment of reflection. So I have decided to use this platform and to use this moment. I'm inspired to just share with you a couple of reflections that I have had, and also just to give you some resources and information to, you know, just kind of spur you along in hopes that you will start the process of reflecting and making those connections, because the best relationship you can have is between you and you. And as the old proverb says, first thing is to know thyself. So this is what I am continuously on this journey, and I'm sharing my journey with you in this podcast, Reflect and Connect. Okay, so the first thing I want to just kind of, and I'm kind of searching of how to just start, but I'll just jump right in because this is fully, I mean, I have some notes here, but I am coming to you just as pure and authentic and unscripted as I possibly can, because I feel that that is important, not only for me, because I want to be true to who I am and what I'm pushing and sharing forward. But I also want to use that as a model for you to just truly be true to who you are, to tune in, to tap in to the inner part of you, to just fully gain a deeper understanding. So bear with me as, you know, I just kind of process. I'm kind of like reflecting in action right here, right now on the spot. But still, it's just all part of the work. And it is all part of the process. Okay, so I had something to happen to me actually just yesterday. And with that, it really then inspired me to say, okay, I've got to just share this. And, you know, if it touches one, then that's great. If it touches more than one, that's even better. But for me, I've got to just go ahead on and pour it out and pour forward. I was at the store yesterday, at the grocery store, and I ran into a relative who I had not seen in a while. I had not seen her in a while, number one, due to the pandemic, you know, and the quarantine. She's older. And so when I saw her, I was very glad to see her. And so, you know, I went up to her, of course, social distance. The cart was between us. We could maintain a safe space, and we both had on masks, but I also had a hat on. And so I wanted to make sure that she could clearly, you know, identify, know that it was me. And she did. And so it was good to just see her and have that exchange and just quickly catch up and, you know, to see how she was doing. She looked really well. And after we, you know, encountered each other and had a pleasant exchange and, you know, just a quick update about the family and, you know, who's doing what and where. As I walked away, I started to get real emotional. I mean, emotional to the point that I had to just choke back tears because seeing her triggered an emotion of grief that I really wasn't prepared for at the time. And the reason why it triggered up an emotion of grief, because she is the daughter of a dear relative of mine, her mother, who passed away a couple of years ago, and I was really close to her. And so then, you know, once I was able to get myself through the checkout, I had like three items, so I hurried up and scanned and paid for them, and I just beelined it out of there and made it to the car to where I could fully acknowledge, number one, and then just really honor the grief. And that's what made me say, I know that there are a lot of people that are grieving. You know, that this is a relative who passed away 2017, so several years ago. And seeing her daughter triggered me to think about her, which then also triggered me to think about my great grandmother, who is, you know, so we're all connected and related. And grief is one of those things that there is no time limit. There is no set schedule. And my experience has helped me to understand that you never forget the love and the deep connection that you have with the person once they are no longer physically here. You never forget it. But somehow life continues to move you forward, whether you realize it or not. And even though you move forward, there are still times where out of, you know, totally unexpected, you can be triggered by something that pulls you back in. And so in that moment, I thought, how many people are really dealing with grief, whether it's grief that's happening immediately, as in, you know, like right now in this moment, you know, we've lost so many people across the globe due to the pandemic, you know, but we've also lost people due to so much violence and brutality and just, you know, I mean, life happens and that is a part of life. Yet and still, we still, I have had to find ways to honor the grief and still manage to move forward. And so that's what really prompted me to get on today to just kind of capture and record some of this. Because I did cry, let the tears flow. But then, because it made me miss my loved one, you know, just that energy, I miss them. But then I also had to have my self-talk right there, sitting in the parking lot of the grocery store in my car, and really tell myself out loud that you're doing good, girl. That's what I said, you're doing good. Everything is okay. All is well. You are doing good. And then I also then had to honor those who has gone on and just let them know that I feel their energy, because I know that there are forces beyond what I can even articulate and explain that has given me the strength to continue, you know, in ways that when the loved one passed away, I didn't want to continue or I didn't feel that I could. And so I had to out loud acknowledge them with gratitude. I even called some of them by name just to get, again, that was my process of just kind of honoring in that moment. And so now I've had time to reflect on what just happened yesterday. And so I wanted to share that and just say that I have been there. I have been there in the pit of grief. I have been there in the despair of the unknown, of the agony, of the physical ache and pain of when you lose a loved one. And then I've also been on the side of just moving forward and feeling the energy of that person, knowing that they are still guiding and carrying me forward, even though they're not physically present with me in the moment. And that's a process. I don't always feel that way. But I do honor that there are times that I have to acknowledge that. And that has come over a course of time. It has not been overnight. But yet, here I am. So I want to share a couple of reflections from my personal journals, because this is Reflect and Connect. And this is Thursday, so I'm going to throw it back. When it's getting recorded, this is on a Thursday. And so I want to share with you first a journal entry that kind of gives you some idea of where I was in my stage of grief when I lost my great grandmother. So my great grandmother, who I affectionately call Mama, if you don't know how significant she is to me and the role she played in my upbringing, then I encourage you to listen to some previous episodes where I share with you some excerpts of the book that I'm writing called All That Is Good. Okay, so Mama passed away April of 2002. Now, this journal entry I'm going to share with you was written in September of 2002. So, some time has gone past. I discovered I was pregnant just weeks after Mama passed away. So I'm up and down in my emotional well-being as I'm becoming a mother for the first time. So here are a couple of things that I said from this entry. September 16, 2002. I miss everything there is to miss about Mama. I miss our conversations. I miss her wit. I miss her laugh. I miss her voice. I miss the softness of her skin when I would hold her hand. I miss Mama so much. Some days I make it through, and although I know that Mama is always on my mind and always with me in my heart, I find it hard to kind of manage. And so then there are days when I can look at a picture of us and I think back to the time that the picture was taken, and I try to relive every moment of when that picture was taken, exactly what she said to me, what she was doing, you know, the color of the dress that she was wearing. I just miss her so much. And I wish that there were times that I could just go back, but I know I can't go back. I know that I have to go forward. Okay, so that was in 2002, and we're talking 18 years ago. Yet here it was just yesterday, I saw a relative that triggered grief from another relative that then triggered grief to the grief that I had when Mama passed away. It's tough. I mean, there are people that are hurting. I am hurting for a number of reasons on many levels, with so much loss and violence that, you know, is publicly displayed and shown all the time. It's trauma, and trauma is triggering. But even in the midst of all of the trauma and the triggers, I have to be aware that I am here in this moment. I have to be aware how important it is for me to continue. For me to push through everything, to grow stronger. I also have to be aware how important it is for me to be grateful for everything. Everything to be grateful. I have to be aware how important it is to breathe. To breathe. To breathe in. And to breathe out. So often, I know I do, I take it for granted. But I always have to be intentional about bringing myself back to the reality that that's a blessing. I am blessed to be in this moment, to be able to breathe without assistance, without a respirator, without any apparatus, to be able to move, in ways that my body can physically move. And so my hope for anyone who is finding themselves in the deep despair of grief, I understand. I am with you. My energy of light and love goes to you, that you will find a way to appreciate the moment, that you will find the strength to continue to move forward, and that you will also honor where you are, no matter how you're feeling, to name it, to claim it, and to honor where you are in however way that you need to express yourself. So that's what I wanted to just share. I don't even know if what I just shared makes any sense. It probably doesn't. It just makes sense to me. But this was my form of expression, is that I had to get it out because I was just feeling so strong, such a strong energy and a connection with what I was experiencing yesterday. So I wanted to make sure I jumped on and just let it out. Just let it out. So before I go, another thing I want to leave with you, you know, I'm always about information, hoping that will inspire someone. So I know that, you know, a lot of people are reading and watching and re-educating themselves on a lot of different things, a lot of different stories, particularly the history and a lot of stories as it pertains to Black people. So I want to share with you a resource, a book that I recommend. I read it actually last year, and it will give you some insight on, you know, we all have a story. So this is the book. This is actually, I wrote about it in my journal. So I'm going to share with you that reflection because it was a year ago. And then I'll give you the book title and name. Okay. So I read this book May 6, 2019, which seems so long ago now that I think about it, but it was just last year. So much has happened. Okay. So here it is. I just finished reading a marvelous book about a mother raising a transgender child. The story is much more than that. It is a story about a Black woman who is a mother of 5 children, and one of the sons was born a girl. It is bold in every way and on many levels because it tells a significant story that is often not, if ever, told about a Black family. I love how rich it is in detail of feelings and experiences that recount generations of bravery and boldness for equality. Anytime you stand up and speak out, there are risks. But consider the risk when you give voice to an experience that goes beyond labels, that surpasses any limits, and gets straight to the heart. This is a story of love. The book title, The Bold World by Jodi Patterson. So add that to your list of books if you're reading and researching and want to know about people's experiences, particularly Black people, because that is truly a wonderful and fascinating story. So I hope you find it fascinating too. That's all that I have for today. Just a quick, I'll jump on here as I feel moved and inspired to, and today was one of those days. So I hope that you are having a great day and wherever you are, whatever you're doing, I send light and love to you. Remember to follow me on Instagram and other social media platforms at Dr. James Etta, Dr.JamesEtta. And visit my website, drjamesetta.com. Until we meet again, I send light and love to you. I am Dr. James Etta, and I am on my path. Oh, and one last thing before I forget. Please go over to the CHW Crew podcast. CHW stands for Community Health Workers, and that is where I had a conversation with its founder, Tasha Whitaker, where we talked about the stages of culture awareness. Yes, the time is now. Everyone's trying to get aware and trying to get woke. So we are having a conversation about some of these instances and some examples that I have had that I am sharing. So go on over to the CHW Crew podcast, and that stands for Community Health Workers, Tasha Whitaker, where we have a conversation about cultural awareness. Okay, until next time, light and love.